With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. Radio K-Man honors its founder, Mr. Loxley Banks.
You hugging me and saying thank you for this happening while I am still here.
Premier, the Honorable Andre Ebanks there, speaking at today's ceremony about when Mr. Banks was awarded Member of the Order of the British Empire in 2025. Today, to celebrate Radio K-Man's 50th anniversary, we hosted the formal rededication and renaming ceremony to honor the former Director of Broadcasting. The Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center recognizes Mr. Banks's, quote, pivotal role in the station's establishment, development, and growth over the past five decades. Radio K-Man aired its first test broadcast on the 12th of April, 1976, operating with three studios and a team of 12. In other news, the Ministry of Health, the YMCA, Lifeline, and an anonymous donor have banded together to get Parliament its own automated external defibrillator, also known as an AED. The Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes says once installed, the device will be registered with Lifeline as part of the national network of publicly accessible AEDs.
Prevention is at the heart of this ministry's approach to improving the health of our population through initiatives such as the Movement Challenge and the upcoming implementation of the HEARTS program. While it is vital for our government to lead by example, the responsibility for creating a healthier and safer Cayman Islands rests on all of us.
The minister encourages workplaces and organizations throughout the Cayman Islands to consider CPR training and access to AEDs as part of their emergency preparedness plans. The Department of Labor and Pensions is increasing the maximum annual withdrawal for RSA accounts to $16,200 effective the 1st of July 2026, a 5.2% rise. Radio K-Man's Jeffy Ebanks reports. Finally, a new report from the Auditor General puts a price tag on public sector pay and explains how Parliament is handling the findings.
Office of the Auditor General, Cayman Islands, Public Sector Remuneration, April 2026, to be laid on the table by the Chairman of the Standing Public Accounts Committee.
The Office of the Auditor General reports government spent $3.1 billion on public servants' remuneration between 2020 and 2024. That is about 49% of total government expenditure over those 5 years. The report says staff costs increased 37% over the period as the number of public servants rose and their average remuneration grew. The chair told Parliament the Public Accounts Committee had been briefed on the report but chose not to open public inquiries because the document was intended to put information in members' hands rather than drive new investigations.
The Public Accounts Committee was briefed on the report but did not undertake any public inquiries, simply because there's nothing there to really examine. It's for information purposes.
The report dated April 2026 is now formally before Parliament as a reference on public sector remuneration. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our newscast.
BBC News with Eileen McHugh. Venezuela's interim president has said thousands of people remain unaccounted for 2 days after twin earthquakes hit the north of the country. Delcy Rodriguez said nearly 600 people were known to have died. She said the quakes had destroyed large numbers of buildings. President Trump's former national security adviser John Bolton has pleaded guilty to mishandling national security information. Mr. Bolton described the information as an electronic diary entry that he shared with members of his family. The authorities installed by Russia in Crimea have declared a state of emergency as Ukraine intensifies its attacks on the annexed peninsula. The Moscow-appointed governor announced the move in a social media post but did not specify what it meant in practice. The head of the UN Shipping Agency has urged ships not to take unauthorised routes to try to pass through the Strait of Hormuz. Arsenio Dominguez said discussions were being held with all parties involved, including Iran, to provide assurances that vessels will not be threatened. The Democratic Republic of Congo has filed a case against Rwanda at the International Court of Justice. It accuses Rwanda of committing atrocities in eastern Congo over the past 30 years. Air France has suspended its flights to and from the Congolese capital Kinshasa after a passenger tested positive for Ebola. The airline says it's working with the Congolese health authorities to improve screening for the virus. The Tanzanian government has ordered the suspension of all political gatherings, citing security concerns. Opposition parties criticised the ban, with one saying it would challenge it in court. And reports from China say a small aircraft has crashed into Beijing's tallest building. Debris was found on the ground near the CITIC Tower in the Chinese capital's business district. BBC News.